Today, on The Word of Truth Revealed,
the largest group in the church is the uncommitted, not the critic. It's the uncommitted. But when somebody said they don't like you, it will hurt you. It'll mess up your mind.
The insight Bishop Clark gives concerning being a leader sheds light on the temperament a person should have in order to be effective as a leader.
If you don't understand that, that's why I'm trying to process you. God wants to process you when you become a leader, because you got to be able to deal with people saying they don't like you no more.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching us the concept of the next, which is an acronym meaning new, experiences, X factor, and timing. Let's turn again to Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, processing you for next.
That's how it is. But don't worry about all of that. God wants you to love them. First, you better fall in love with Jesus, because that's the best thing you'll ever do. But then he wants you to love his people. He didn't make the people for the leader. He made the leader for the people. Glory to God. Y'all listen to that? Now, believe me, you got to love your leaders, and you got to show some love. Come on, hint, hint, pastor's appreciation. You got to learn how to love your leader and not just criticize your leader and talk about what you don't like. I'm trying to be the best that I can be. But every once in a while, I'll stumble a little bit. I need y'all to have some grace. And you don't even know what's in a leader until they can make a mistake and then keep moving and you get with it. Glory to God. You wouldn't know who I am until you can trust me like that. And so you got to learn how to back up. You don't know what's in your mama until she can make a mistake and then come around and fix it all and wipe the tears and still come back and bake you a nice cake and keep moving forward. What are we talking about here? Nobody under the sound of my voice is that perfect. We all need to learn how to love each other through our trials. Glory to God. I'm preaching better than you all are saying amen. It's between leaders and groups and leaders and followers, because we're interdependent of each other. Don't get it twisted. The people need the leadership, and the leadership needs the people. Write it down. The lead. The lead. There are three tiers of leadership. First of all, you have the lead. Then you have the leader of leaders. And then you have the leader of teams. And all of us should be going through our processes so we can be the best lead, leader of leaders, or the leader of teams. Now you find out where you are. Are you a leader of teams? Like the leader of a family? That's a team. Leader of a community? That's a team. Leader of a ministry? That's a team. Do you have a leader that is over you that you're responsible to? And do you have a lead? Someone who leads out that everybody listens to? An authority. In the church, we have those three tiers. Leader, I call it the lead. Then you have number two, the leader of leaders. Number three, the leader of teams. The leader of teams is very, very precarious, because the leader of teams is like the armpit of the body. You can conceal your anger or your frustration from everybody and only release the scent on the team. It's like the armpit of the body. If you don't sanctify it regularly, it will begin to stink. And for all of you all that are so tied to the people, remember, as leaders, God processes you so you can handle accolades. When God releases you to be over a team, you don't fall in love with accolades. They really love me, but they don't love the lead, but they love me. See, we're best friends. You'll be very, very, watch this. The people who love you will turn on you if you tell them the truth. You better fall in love with Jesus. You don't even fall in love with ministry. He gives you ministry. You fall in love with him. But wash out your team all the time, because it will stench over a period of time if you don't sanctify it. This is where a lot of pastors make mistakes, because we criticize the critics. But it's not really, the critic is the smallest group in the church. The largest group in the church is the uncommitted, not the critic. It's the uncommitted. But when somebody said they don't like you, it will hurt you. It'll mess up your mind. And if you don't understand that, that's why I'm trying to process you. God wants to process you when you become a leader, because you got to be able to deal with people saying they don't like you no more. They're critics, but it's a small group, and you can't kill everybody trying to cut the critic down. But we spend a lot of time dealing with the critics. Believe me, if you criticize and you go to the newspaper, everybody reads it. On Twitter, anybody going off, blasting somebody, they get a lot of likes. On Facebook, going off, we just all click like, yeah, yeah, fights. Got a million views. Let somebody speak correct English. Let somebody work with something doing it. That's no big deal. We go after critics. We like to hear their jargon, their gossip. It's no different in the church. But it's the smallest group. It's the smallest group. The biggest group is the uncommitted. And then the medium-sized group is the committed. So what we should be doing is ministering to the committed group, the people who are there all of the time, the people who work with God. And then when you minister to them, the people who are uncommitted will have a holy jealousy to become committed. Because the largest group in the church is people who never do nothing. They just show up. But if we can get you to become committed, man, we can turn some things around. We mess up because we're still pointing fingers at the critics. They're not going to do anything anyway. So we need to let them go and focus on the committed and the uncommitted and minister to them and see that transfer. If you minister to the critic in your ministry, what you're going to see is a migration from the uncommitted to the criticism. And we got this quagmire that we're creating in the church, people stepping in mud and can't get out of it. And God is trying to pull us out of the mud, sanctify our feet, and help us to establish our going. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit or the quagmire. He set my feet on a rock, and he established my going, and he put a new song in my mouth. Woo, even songs of deliverance. I'm preaching tonight. And if you ever want to get to the song of deliverance, we got to get you out of the quagmire of criticism. Glory to God. Glory to God. And there are people who can always tell you what's wrong, but God wants you to start telling what's right. God wants you to start testifying of the goodness of Jesus and prophesying about what he's doing. Glory to God. Not just where he's going. Just testify. Exhort. God is good. God is working things out right now. I'm in the process. I don't like the way it feels, but I know he's working some things out. He's smoothing me out. He's molding me in what he wants me to be. I don't like the way it feels right now, but I know he loves me. Can somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. The leader of leaders, and then the leader of teams. The leader of leaders need to be close with the lead. Your work is not done until you communicate with the lead. If you're running any ministry, ever in ministry, and you never communicate up, your work isn't done. You got to communicate not only to your people, you got to always come back to the lead. And I want this, you got to understand, this is a process. Well, I don't need to let them know. They're too busy. No, if you're the leader of leaders, you must communicate with the lead and get some instruction. Good leadership always forms it. Where's the form? If you're over any ministry, you must first create the form. The process will help you with the form. The foundation. Lay out the form. To build this building, we need to have a foundation. First, they put a border there. The foundation can be only so wide and so deep. We need a border. Who formed you? Well, God formed me. Well, God uses people to form too. Who's got their hand on your molding? If you tell me you're a wild olive shoot, you got a revelation out there by yourself while smoking a stogie, I can't trust you. The angel of light is appearing in the fog. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. The angel of light is magnifying himself in the fog of your smoke and your confusion and your criticism about where the church is, and the church is not visible, and the church is weak because we get a vaccine. Listen to me. Get this out of your mind. God has always worked with the church, even during the world wars, even during times of great famine, even during when China was doing this and Europe was doing that. God still had the church. God is working with the church even in Muslim countries. Don't tell me God is dead. He's still alive. China has the church over there in the underground. God will always rise. This word will never go void. Jesus is alive and well. God is going to rescue us by any means necessary. Get your head together. Form it right and God will visit the form. Form it, storm it. Next dimension, storm it. In other words, every time there's a form, it will be challenged. Yes. Thank you, Elder Hubbard. Every time there's a form, it will be challenged. So people spend a lot of time forming, but you got to also see that it will be a challenge. It will be stormed. Storm it. The enemy will try to mess up your form. Here's the next dimension. Reform. Visit the form the second time after the storm. Good leaders will always check it after the storm. Reform. I'm not going to get in my car and ride after I ran through glass. I got to check the wheels now. I got to see if I got any slow leaks. I got to reform it. Came through a storm. I did form it right, but I went through a storm. Now I need to reform. Number four, norm it. Keep practicing it until it becomes normal. You don't say, I told them once and they should have it. Good leaders will norm it. We'll keep doing it until it becomes normal. Perfect practice makes perfect. Come on, Tupac, paint a perfect picture. Picture perfect. Paint a perfect picture. Picture perfect. Picture perfect. Paint a perfect picture. If you want a perfect picture, you got to paint the picture perfect. Yeah. You keep painting the picture until the picture is perfect. Yeah. Ah, ooh, I'm preaching tonight. Tupac helped me right there. You got to norm that thing. Y'all want to be on in lights, but you're not norming. You're not norming it. You're not doing it until you become perfect. You're not preaching to yourself. You see yourself preaching the message, but you got to go in the bathroom and preach to yourself in the mirror until it becomes normal. You got to learn how to preach in your car when you're driving. You got to learn how to walk on the beach and preach. You got to learn how to do what God is telling you to do, where he's telling you to do it at, until it becomes normal. And stop saying, I got butterflies. Get the butterflies out. If you keep practicing, it'll become normal. Picture perfect. Paint a perfect picture. And then the last one is perform it. We try to get people to perform and they've never had a form. They've never been tested. There is no storm yet. They've never tried to reform and pull pieces that are scattered back together. They have never normed it. They keep changing the paradigm and nothing is concrete. There's no disciplines in their lives. And lastly, then you perform. We just throw a mic to someone because they can sing. Sing! But they've never been formed. And that's why when the first dust storm comes, the devil washes them right out. Good leadership that's going through a process, God is preparing you for next. You must go through the storm. And then reform after the storm. Norm it. And then perform it. Performance is last. Not first. And so the lead not only is often seen as the focus or the orchestrator of groups and their activities. People tend to lean or tone themselves after the lead. And not only is the lead that, but the lead provides the group with what is required to fulfill the maintenance and the task related needs. But the lead can also be unhinged. The lead can also be unsettled. The lead can also be rude. The lead can be schizophrenic. The lead can also be competitive and egocentric. And the lead can be domineering, even controlling, even manipulative. And that's why the lead, who's speaking to the lead? For those who are leading organizations or you're out front, who's speaking to you? Because even though you're the lead and a lot of things come off of you, it's pivoted off of you. You got to understand that the lead can be unhinged, unsettled and rude, even schizophrenic and competitive, egocentric, domineering, controlling, even manipulative. M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-O-R. Manipulator. And God don't need us to manipulate nothing in the kingdom. He wants us to do it through godly influence, not through manipulation. Ooh, Jesus. Now we can go to Elijah. He had issues. I believe there were signs of schizophrenia in this wonderful man of God. Whoo, help me, Jesus. Here's some of the signs of a schizophrenia or schizophrenic. Number one, they will be positive one moment and then negative the next. I said they will be positive. Ooh, God is good all the time. Oh, my God, I'm tired. Almost in the same breath, depending on the way the wind blows. The way trials come. Yes, I'm done. I'm tired. But I thought you just said Sunday, I'm with it. Let me preach, man. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Not only that, but you got to look at delusional. Positive and negative. Then they turn around and be delusional. Then they're susceptible to flattery. They're delusional. And then you can give them a compliment and oh, everything just rises. All you did is say, hello, you look good. Really? 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 Like they've never heard it before. It's bad when you're the lead and this happens. But it's you'll see it in Elijah. Who help me, Jesus. Schizophrenia, another sign is hallucinations. Your mind is playing tricks on you. Bum, 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 bum. My mind is playing tricks on me. Hallucinations, then all of a sudden you're really talkative and you get quiet right in the midst of people. Everybody having a good time, but you, everybody praising, and you're the one sitting there. Don't understand the 23 seasons. There's not four. There's a time to praise, then there's time to be quiet. And if everybody's praising, why are you quiet? If you're a good leader, even if you don't feel the praise, if everybody's smiling, you got to tell your hands and your spirit to get with it. Well, I'm just true to me. What do you mean true to you? You're leading people. They're watching how you move. Have you processed yourself yet? Are you in the midst of it? Are you still in the field somewhere and we're trying to pluck you out to get you through manufacturing, then into wholesaling, and then into retailing so you can be bought and purchased? You still in the field. What about disorganized? You move from being silent, disorganized, and then disorganized speech. What you're saying doesn't make sense. That's what happens when people are schizophrenic. It is dangerous when it's in the lead. Lose, have a lack of initiative, don't want even want to get up anymore. Let me give you a little characteristics of an egocentric personality. Very dangerous in the lead. Focuses on their own perceptions, their own perception and opinion. But this is what I think. Walk up in the midst of people and just take over the conversation. Yeah. Wait a minute. Just because somebody laughed, they don't know how to just take the giggle and then back up. But when somebody fuels what they do, they keep going with it. Because their opinion means more than anybody else's. That's what they're saying. I'm going to take over. Because what I feel means more. I can be loud and boisterous. It's not good when you're the lead. A lack of empathy. When people are going through, yeah, get over that. You need to look over here. But when they go through, they want the world to grieve. An egocentric person has the inability to recognize the needs of other people. They only want you to focus on theirs. That's dangerous when you're leading people in a church or in politics. They have an excessive thought of how other people view them. What are the numbers? How many likes did I get on Facebook? And they judge their effectiveness by who clicks like. Some people click like because they like your eyelashes. They could care less about what you're saying. And here we come to a man by the name of Elijah. He's in the lead. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19 and 16, God told him, I want you to anoint a new king. Secondly, I want you to go to Elisha. And I want you to anoint him in your stead. Your time is coming to an end. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, verse 19 through 21, he departed thence. He found Elisha. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. It's on the screen. And he walked across the man's plowed fields and laid his mantle on the man. Elisha understood what that meant. If he laid his mantle, I know he's schizophrenic, but he's carrying an anointing. And this is going to mess religious people up. Because you're looking for perfect leaders, but there is none. There is no perfect leader. Leaders have problems too and issues too. But what Elisha recognized was, even though he has a I'm with you now and I'm not with you then mentality, he's carrying a mantle. And that mantle is important. Just like Nehemiah, who was serving a Persian king. Whew, Jesus, help me God. But because he was holding the cup and he believed what was inside of the cup was valuable, he didn't let the juice waste, even when he was offended. So when the king rebuked, I didn't call for you now. I didn't call. What are you doing in my court? He still held the cup because he went through the process. And there are people who don't go through the process, but they're carrying what is valuable. And as soon as they're offended, nobody called me, nobody honored me, they start spilling the juice. The longer you go through the process, the more you have the ability to hold the cup in the midst of conflict and not spill a drop.
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
And realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
the Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark, Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What you doing for New Year's Eve? Don't have any plans? Now you do.
Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's Eve celebration that will launch you into your net. This is your invite to Ignite 2021, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. This New Year's Eve praise party starts with powerful praise and worship, followed by a relevant and electrifying word from the modern-day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Ignite 2021 will have you releasing what happened in this year and ready to receive everything that God has for you in 2022. The site for this New Year's Eve worship experience is at Truth Revealed International Ministries, 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9. Get there early to make sure you have a seat. CDC guidelines will be enforced and face masks are mandatory. Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's celebration that will launch you into your net. Ignite 2021, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9 p.m. We want to see everybody in the place. How many bodies? Everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your personal copy of today's message from the next series, Processing You for Next, when you write or email us, use reference number 21102007. That's reference number 21102007. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Rejoice and be glad. I speak prophetically to you, for God has considered your trouble, and He has taken action. Even now, God has not estranged Himself from you in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of your adversity. I decree that death and despair are turned back in Jesus' name. The fear that stalks at noonday is now brought to nothing. The assault of hell against you is dissolved into nothingness. The slander and the lies are evaporating in the fires of the truth that is resident in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. You're coming out of this. You're coming out intact and in victory over all the powers of the evil one. Be lifted up and be encouraged in all things in Jesus' name.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM. W234BI 94.7 FM and W264AS 100.7 FM.